Is this thing on?
Yeah, there you go. Now it's working.
What is going on here? My main mic. You literally were not hearing any of that?
No, not at all.
Man, that is a heck of a thing. Well, welcome to the show. I have never had the main mic not work in about, 8-9 years of working here. Usually we have issues with mic 2 or mic 3. So now I'm uncomfortably set up. Well, apologies for that. I was trying to sit there and blame Mitch the whole time between the glass.
You're looking at me like, dude, you're doing something wrong.
Well, part of the reason there is because I had been on that side and I had tried to use the same. This is all going to be. Anyway, I thought it wasn't in program because I had put it in Audition earlier when we were trying to mess with something on the news. So, long story short, we're on the air. How about that? Welcome to the show today. John and Mitch with you here. Tyler still on vacation. Today, we will have Mitch's Jabroni of the Week at 5:25. Another short show with the Royals coming up at 5:30. In just a moment here to start the show, I know that yesterday I fanned the flames of the chip on the shoulder for K-State football fans. Sometimes I poke fun at how much K-State football fans like to play the chip on the shoulder card, but guess what? 2 days in a row, I'm going to fan those flames. I'm going to try and continue to keep that burning inferno of anger towards the media for K-State football fans going today. We also have some questions of loyalty for one of our own that we will attack at 4:30. And as always, you can communicate with the show, 537-1350 or the Game KMAN on Twitter. If you have questions or comments, there is a poll question that you can answer right now that's been retweeted at the Game KMAN account that I put out there today. That's going to center around what we talk about here in just a moment. So today, the new little morsel of football that we got out on the internet was Athlon, one of the major preseason college football mags, releasing their All-Big 12 teams. And you would think this is fairly unassuming. And the first thing I saw, literally when I read it, their opening paragraph, before you actually get down to the teams, it said K-State has the second most players on their four All-Big 12 teams out of anybody in the Big 12 Conference. That sounds pretty good, right? So initially I'm going into this thinking, all right, well, maybe there's no slight here. But that headline was very misleading. First things first, Athlon actually has three teams tied for the most players on their All-Big 12 teams, Texas being one of them. The other two obvious, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, but then Texas. So K-State comes in fourth. So you can go ahead and start to get your shoulder ready for that big chip with just that. But the one thing individually that really took me by surprise, I suppose, and just struck me and got me thinking on this list was the fact that when you go down to running back, Alex Barnes is listed on the third team. That doesn't sound so bad on the surface. The guy had just barely over 50 carries last year, and while his numbers were very good, it was really a third of the season that he became a big part of K-State's offense. The problem here is there's two running back spots. So it puts him as either the fifth or sixth best running back in the conference, depending on which way you want to look at it. He is listed with David Montgomery on the third team. I said this to Mitch, and Mitch's first response was, I mean, there's no star running backs in the Big 12. And you're correct. So he's fifth or sixth, and there is no star running back really in the Big 12 conference. The names listed in front of him, Justice Hill from Oklahoma State, Chris Warren from Texas, Justin Crawford from West Virginia, and Terrence Williams of Baylor. I'm not saying that Alex Barnes, based on what he did last year, should be ahead of those guys, but they do note that these All-Big 12 teams are based on what they project for 2017, not necessarily just what they did last year. I think Alex Barnes has a chance to be the biggest breakout star on this K-State football team. And to be more specific with it, I think he absolutely is the best candidate for a breakout star on this team. That's really where my mind started to go upon realizing that this is what Athlon thinks of Alex Barnes and K-State. Now, first things first, I guess we define what a breakout star is going to be. I mean, I think if you're going to be a breakout guy, you're going to be somebody who's not at an All-Big 12 level right now. You've not had All-Big 12 accolades, which Alex Barnes has not. And to become a star, I'm talking about a name that is known across the conference. That is very subjective, I understand. But I think you could understand the way that I'm phrasing that. Would a West Virginia fan know who Alex Barnes is? Would a Texas fan know who Alex Barnes is? That's my standard. subjectively for what a star is going to be. So breakout star, you put them together, you're talking about someone who's not been in at all Big 12 level that is going to be a household name across the conference, at least by the time it's all said and done at the end of the 2017 football season. So I think there's a lot of reasons here, and certainly there are other candidates. That's a part of the poll question that I put up. I gave you Jesse Ertz, Alex Barnes, or other for best shot at being a breakout star this year for K-State. I do think those are the top two, but I think Barnes really separates himself, and there are a lot of things working in his favor. I mean, one, just simply, he's not known throughout the league, and his statistics are just eye-popping impressive, as we've detailed many a time here on the show. I mean, that resume that he put together last year with just 56 carries, almost 8 yards a carry, 7.9 to be exact, that's good enough for best all-time. Had he hit 100 carries, it would be by far the best that has ever happened at K-State. He did not lose yardage on a single run last year. He had 5-plus yards on 68% of his carries last year. So he put together an impressive resume while being the third most utilized back on the team for K-State. And pardon me for chuckling, but when you read off those numbers, it does almost make you chuckle. He was fourth in carries overall on the team if you throw in Jesse Ertz as well. So that sets him up, I think, to really nail both of the categories I have there. He's a guy that would be breaking out because people don't really know much about him. And he's got the star power, at least capability, by the statistics that we have seen so far from him this year or last year in a K-State uniform. His position plays a factor in this as well. We know the K-State offense is geared towards running the football and is going to be, once again this year, you'd have to figure with the combination of Ertz and Barnes. This is not the Tyler Lockett, Jake Waters show when the offense deviated somewhat to become more geared towards throwing the football down the field. I think that's what would give Barnes the edge over any kind of wide receiver that you want to talk about as being a breakout star in the conference. I don't think there is the potential of a Tyler Lockett waiting in the wings right now. And in addition to just everything he has accomplished in a limited workload so far, I think the opportunity is absolutely there for him to get so many more carries now all of a sudden this year. I think Charles Jones leaving has a huge impact here. And I've had people that know a heck of a lot more about K-State football try and talk sense into me about why it was that we saw Charles Jones carry the football 115 times last year when you had Alex Barnes doing what he was doing. I understand he brings things to the table from a leadership aspect that you need 365 days a year, not just the 12 or 13 Saturdays that you're actually out there on the football field. So, hey, okay, I'll concede. Maybe there was more to it than what we can see at eye level. But it is an opportunity nonetheless because those carries have to go to somebody, and Barnes figures to be first in line to get those and get over 100 carries this year. So you just simply take the numbers that he's already put up, extrapolate it out to getting at least twice as many carries as last year, which you'd have to figure is going to happen this year, and all of a sudden you have the makings of a potential star in Alex Barnes. And the other thing here is, if he is putting up the same type of numbers, maybe not 8 yards a carry, but upwards of 5.5 yards a carry, you'd have to figure that K-State's offense is functioning well and that the team is functioning well, and they are going to be up towards the top of the Big 12 conference. They're going to be competing for a Big 12 title like a lot of us, not Vegas, but a lot of us really think that this team can do. It has all the makings to me of him becoming the best running back and most well-known running back at K-State since Daniel Thomas, which is really the last time K-State had a running back that I would say fits this category of somebody that turned into a breakout star, a household name, across the conference. People in other markets, other Big 12 markets, fans of other Big 12 teams would understand and know who Daniel Thomas was, and I think Alex Barnes is headed to that territory. Now, there are some fairly compelling arguments for other people on this team that have a shot to be a breakout quote-unquote star, but I do think they all have some flaws, and I'll address more of that as we roll on in the show at 5:10 in a shortened edition of the game once again today. I also think that there were a lot of other things from this team, not just with Alex Barnes, that you could use if you're really looking for bulletin board material for K-State this year. I'm going to give those to you at 4:40 as we talk a lot of football here today because, quite frankly, the Royals are just so depressing right now. They are not fun at all. I don't have much Royals talk planned for you, And I think most people would be okay with that. Even in a good outing last night, Jason Vargas gives up enough homers to lose a game in the Bronx to the Yankees. Coming up, though, we have an important question to address. I think somebody's dedication, one of our own, their dedication to the show is in question. We'll address that next here on The Game.